Hi all. My name is Dr. Atul Pawar with 13 years of rich experience into healthcare operations and management in different fields of healthcare. Currently, we'll be talking about emerging technologies in healthcare facility designs. Healthcare as a perspective or a healthcare as an organization has been emerging into different technologies right from the start. There are different technologies, there are different advancements which have been conducted into healthcare. Healthcare has progressed to its leaps and bounds in near future. Let's understand what exactly the transformation of healthcare design has taken place. The field of healthcare facility design is undergoing a profound transformation driven by integration of cutting-edge technology. There are innovations such as virtual reality, augmented reality, robotics, 3D printing, and others that has potential to redefine physical spaces dedicated to healthcare and transform the way of the healthcare is practiced and experienced worldwide. The overview of emerging technologies in healthcare facility design. There's a constant innovation in healthcare design. Innovation is a constant force shaping how we conceive, plan, construct, and heal the care spaces. This chapter basically explores the dynamic world of cutting-edge advancements poised to revolutionize the healthcare infrastructure. Focus technologies basically divulge in transformation of technologies like VR, AR, robotics, 3D printing, Internet of Things or artificial intelligence and biometric securities. The discussions revolve around seamless integration into healthcare facility planning, enhancing the efficiency, elevating the patient's care, and advancing the architectural design. Transformation of in healthcare facility design. This is a remarkable technological transformation. Realm of healthcare facility design is undergoing a remarkable transformation driven by emerging technologies. The cutting-edge innovations include VR, AR, robotic, 3D printing, and other advanced technologies are poised to redefine physical spaces and the healthcare experience. Technological impact, exploring how these technologies will impact the delivery of the healthcare, both in terms of physical spaces and overall health experience. Virtual reality or augmented reality or stimulation in a facilitated planning. Virtual reality or augmented reality have evolved beyond gaming to become an indispensable tool in healthcare facility planning and designing. VR-based stimulation. VR technologies offer impressive virtual environment for architects, healthcare professionals, and planner to assess and fine-tune every aspect of facility design. Example, collaboration of VR-based surgical suit design, improving precision, efficiency, and patient's outcome. There's an AR for real-time data overlay. Augmented reality overlays the critical data onto a physical world, aiding the architects and the planner in precise placement and spatial or optimization. AR-assisted emergency response training, enhancement situation awareness, and improving the times of disaster-prone regions is the classic example of using AR in emergency response. There's an AR response team which has been dedicated by the hospitals currently to manage or use the triage system inside the hospital and detect how the criticality or use of AR could help in determining the critical segment of the patient is evolved into. There's a response time disaster-prone regions, basically stimulation of training and preparedness. There's an ER and VR extended utility beyond planning to staff training, allowing healthcare professionals to rehearse an emergency scenario or enhance the preparedness. There are some mock surgery drills which are being conducted with stimulations in virtual and augmented reality, which translate into real-world proficiency. Some of the complicated surgeries which are being practiced across the healthcare are used or are being taken into consideration with AR and VR augmented drills. Some of the complicated cardiac surgeries are currently being translated as into virtual reality and are being practiced in virtual reality in sense to make it successful. Introduction of robotics and augmentation in healthcare. The integration of robotics and automation is reshaping healthcare facilities, ushering in an era of heightened efficiency and patient-centric care. There has been a technological revolution which has gone in 19th century and 20th century. Exploration of how integration of robotics or automation is revolving around healthcare is transferring the delivery of care and enhancing the operational efficiency. Robotic surgery overview. Robotic surgery is basically transformation of healthcare enabling through minimal invasive procedures with unparalleled precisions. There is a robotic assisted cardiac surgery. Like at any leading cardiac center, robotic assisted cardiac surgery becomes a standard for complex cardiac procedures. With a remarkable precision led to shorter hospital stay and reduced post-operative pain and faster recovery of the patient. There is an era of autonomous robots within the healthcare facility for efficient, secure delivery of medications, supplies and documents. Currently, in Japan, there are people using robotic nurses to serve the critically care patients. This has resulted into increased precision stay of the patients. So LOS basically has decreased and has given a enhanced care to the patient. It has also helped the healthcare delivery in Japan to achieve zero errors amongst the hospital delivery systems, zero medications error. So basically how the robots are being helpful in providing autonomous delivery is the classic example of using robots inside the hospital facilities for medication supplies and documentation. Medication delivery robots in large urban hospitals, medication delivery robots autonomously navigate hallways, enhance accuracy, reduces errors, and allow nurses to focus directly on the patient care. The challenges of most of the hospitals is delivering the right medications from the pharmacy back to the nursing care. This challenge is overcome by having a delivery robots placed inside the hospital. This can't be mechanical robots. There is a precision which has been automated devices which are being used to regulate the use of medicines and directly deliver the medicine to the wards or to the emergency care unit through pneumatic chutes. This entire technology has evolved in a such a way that currently some of the hospitals like Godrej Hospital in Mumbai or Bombay Hospital in Mumbai is practicing the same route for delivering of the medicines in a large scale environment. Expanding the roles of robots. Robots are extended beyond the operating rooms, assisting patients in rehabilitation settings for provide improved mobility and psychological support. There's an exoskeletal transformation of rehabilitation process for orthopedic surgery by using a robots for rehabilitation. There are wearable robots and support movements which provides a real-time feedback and connect with the patients with healthcare providers for tele-rehabilitation consultation. 3D printing application in medical device customization. The personalized solution with 3D printing. The advent of 3D printing technology empowers the healthcare providers with tool for customization and rapid prototyping. 3D printed prosthetics in pediatric hospital. 3D printing created a personalized and lightweight prosthetic limb, restoring a functionality and confidence to a young patient. The cutting-edge technology attracted the philanthropic support to further research in 3D printed prosthetics and enhance the usage to a device level or probably to a different level altogether. Rapid prototyping and supply chain resiliency. 3D printing extends to rapid prototyping transformation, digital designs into tangible modes of visualization and refinement. Designing a neonatal intensive care unit. Architect uses a 3D printing or create a prototypes optimizing NICU design based on the feedback from the healthcare professions and parents. During COVID-19, hospital leveraged 3D printing for on-demand manufacturing of critical medical supplies, ensuring a resilient supply chain in emergencies. Agile response with 3D printing safeguarding both patients and healthcare workers. IoT or healthcare facility connectivity is revolutionizing the healthcare facility design and connecting device to enhance the operation and elevate a patient care. Smart facilities and enhanced operations. The IoT sensor monitor environment conditions, track equipments, enable real-time adjustments and predictive maintenance. There are some sensors which are being currently operated around the hospitals which detect the vital signs or vital collaborations of the ICU patients or critically ill patients inside the hospitals and give a real-time feedback to the doctors for improving the medicines or probably upgrading or degrading the medicines of the patient. It also helps in understanding the overall daily approach or daily vital signs recording of the patients and ensures the critical care is being taken into optimal level by the use of IoT facilities inside the hospital. The classic example of this is utilization of a chip to know the cardiac monitoring of a patient under post CABG inside the critical care unit of a Just Loop, where patients daily output unit or daily activation unit is been transferred to the transfer as a data to the cardiac surgeon to know what the monitoring system has done and how predictability or how efficiently the heart has been functioning in the critical care unit. Energy efficiency example, the hospital implemented an IoT sensor to optimize energy usage, reducing operation costs and lowering its carbon footprint. Equipment tracking, beyond the energy, IoT sensors efficiently track the location status of medical equipment, reducing search time and enhancing the overall operation efficiency. There are IoT sensors enabled on the linen, the chairs or the tables and all other equipments used in the hospitals, characterized by the departmental strength and departmental utility. The equipment tracking is done beyond the floors, beyond the areas of its productivity, and thus it triggers the administrative control to know the equipment is being placed outside the boundary reach of the designated area. This preventive mechanism has given a predictive maintenance through IoT and ensured timely repairs and replacement, minimizing the downtime and improving the reliability of the healthcare system. Smart building management and IoT. The exploring the role of IoT driven in the smart building management system is creating an efficient and patient-centric healthcare environment. IoT driven systems regulate lighting, temperature, air quality, creating a comfortable and efficient environment. Patient-centric smart building operations. This is a cutting-edge facility example with personalized adjustment and automated cleaning triggered by the patient movement. Resource optimization. Because of the using a smart building system, it optimizes the resource and ensures the efficiency of operations and reducing the energy wastage. The real-time alerts and immediate alerts from IoT system enables the proactiveness to issue the warning or patient well-being and safety to the management at real-time basis. Patient monitoring with wearable IoT devices. Discovery of the impact of wearable IoT devices, continuously monitoring the patient and providing a real-time personalized care plans to the patient. wearable devices allows us to have a continuous patient care monitoring and provide real-time data for early intervention and personalized care plans. The chronic disease management. Patients with chronic disease use wearable IoT devices and ensures remote monitoring reduces hospital rehabilitation as well as improving the outcomes. There's a remote diagnosis, which is beyond monitoring. A wearable IoT device could facilitate in remote diagnostics, allowing a healthcare provider to assess the patient condition without physical presence. Medication adherence. The IoT device are actually been able to support medical adherence by providing reminders and tracking information of improving treatment efficiency with the drugs. So currently, because of the IoT devices, the use or utilization of a drug in a particular segment is becoming a boon. Every pharma company is currently using an IoT device to monitor the patient's health and well-being by creating an awareness and as well as knowing the physical and vital response to particular drug in a particular way. Exploring an artificial intelligence and data. By using IoT devices, we are able to capture the data of the patient's well-being and patient's response to particular treatment. This data is being used by artificial intelligence to transform the healthcare facility and create a data for optimal utilization of how exactly this devices or this particular segments or APIs could be used and transforming the healthcare facility into a potential hub where this data could be used as a standardized unit to offer a help to other people who are seeking the help in a disease condition. The data analytics are transferring healthcare facility designs in offering the insights and optimizing the workflow. All AI-driven analytic data for bed allocations or forecasting admissions or discharge and improving the resource allocations and patient flow. There is a predictive analysis for bed allocation driven by AI platform, which allocates the bed by forecasting patient admission and discharge and improving the resource allocation and patient flow. There is also a workflow optimization done by bottlenecks, inefficiency of healthcare flows, and leading to target improvement and enhance efficiency. AI-driven analytics have provided an insight into patient preferences, experiences, and facilitating the personalized and patient-centered approach for the care. Biometric security and access control in healthcare. This examines the role of biometric security measures in healthcare facilities, ensuring safety and privacy of the patients and staff. These measures are basically for the safety provisions inside the secure environment of the healthcare. Implementation of biometric plan identification using fingerprint scan enhances the safety, accuracy, and reduces the risk of medical error. There's also visitor access control by biomedical systems managed by visitor access, providing an additional level of security and accountability. It also enhances the patient identification system, an efficient way to identify whether the identification of the patient is done in proper way and reducing the error in streaming the administrative process. Thank you.